Bodhi Bhakkam might say, "Are you smelling what I'm stepping in?" I didn't come up with that. That's his. But I hope you're getting this. Because you don't need the Holy Spirit to ask God to do a miracle. But you better have the Holy Spirit when God tells you to do a miracle. When Jesus says to you, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Amen? We touched on this the last time I taught. I was going to say last week, but I think it's been like 4 weeks now. We had, you know, snow, we had Christmas play, we had all worship Sunday. That's why I told you guys, look it up on the internet, listen to this thing before you come today, because I'm going to refer back to that. We kind of touched on this the last time that I taught, when I talked about, in the Bible, talks about imparting spiritual gifts to one another. Praise God. We said, all right, the Apostle Paul, he was in Corinth. He was writing to some folks, some Christians that were in Rome. He didn't have a cell phone. And he said, I long to see you. I yearn to see you face to face so that I may impart a spiritual gift to you. And we ask the question, why in the world did he need to see them to impart a spiritual gift to them? Why didn't he just pray for them where he was in Corinth and say, dear God, please bless them with spiritual gifts? We already saw right in that passage, he prayed for them every day. Long as he was on his knees, why didn't he just say, God, please bless them with spiritual gifts? But he asked God to let him be there in person because God has so ordained that spiritual gifts can be imparted and grace and blessing can be imparted face to face by the laying on of hands. We even saw a couple passages where he said to Timothy, remember the gift that is in you, which was given to you by the laying on of hands of myself and the eldership. Don't neglect that thing. Stir it up. Fan the flames. Get that thing in operation. Don't be scared. Get it going. That thing was in you when we laid hands on you. And we said, can Christians impart spiritual gifts to each other? The answer was yes. And we said, you know, there's a great passivity in the church today about spiritual gifts because of that little passage that says the Holy Spirit gives gifts to who He wants as He chooses. And we say, well, you know, if the Holy Spirit wanted me to have that gift, I guess He would have given it to me. And I guess I'm just going to have to be with my little spiritual gift while He has that nice spiritual gift over there. I'm not talking about covetousness or jealousy. We demonstrated, God says, covet the best gifts. Seek out the best spiritual gifts. If God is witnessing to your spirit, I want to do that through you. I want what He's having. Seek that guy out. Ask him to lay hands on you and according to Scripture, impart that gift to you. If God doesn't want to give it to you, you're not going to get it anyway. But what the heck? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Seek it out, man. Let him put his hands on you and pray for you and impart that gifting to you. Because that's how God wants to do it. He does it relationally. Why didn't Paul just pray from Corinth? Because he wanted to do it face to face. That's how God works. He works through us, through you, through me, through His church, through His body, through His bride. Why does God send folks like us out to preach the gospel, trembling in our boots, scared of what they might say when we hand them a tract? Here's a gospel track. Bye. Beats me. I wouldn't have done it that way. Why does God send us? Does God send us to preach the gospel? Yes. It's very clear in Scripture. Why in the world does He send you and me? I mean, He's God. He could just write it on the sky if He wanted, couldn't He? Wouldn't that be a great way to share the gospel with the world, to tell them that Jesus Christ brings salvation and reconciliation with God and eternal life? He could take some big neon pink post-it note, 2 miles square, put the gospel on it, Romans Road, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. That means eternal death, separation from God forever in hell. But God commends his love to us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 10, therefore, whoever confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believes in their heart that God has raised him from the dead will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, you might need a second post-it note by that. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why didn't you just put it on a big, bright, 2 mile square neon post-it note, stick it on a cloud somewhere and let it go through the sky? Why didn't he put about 6,000 of them on it and put it all over the world? So he wouldn't need you and me shaking in our boots, scared to go out, fear of rejection. Maybe they might persecute us. Maybe they might throw us into prison if we're in some Islamic country or something. We might mess it up. We might get it wrong. We might, you know, make a bad impression. Maybe our hair is all weird or we're wearing the wrong color shirt. They just don't like us. And Cindy. Yeah, well, you know, really, I mean, there's some truth in that. Why should I give you a present? Why can't I just tell you, well, go get yourself something?
If God tells us go do that, then isn't it the same thing? He wants
relationship. He wants me to share the gospel with you. He sends us. God is God. He could do anything he wanted to. He could just, you know, write on the sky. He doesn't even need post-it notes. He just write it in the sky. Every language under the sun. But he wants to do it through you and me. Isn't that amazing? Where in the world am I going with this? Oh, likewise. Last page. We're almost there. He's going to shut up in a minute, I promise. Likewise. Yes, God can choose to sovereignly answer a prayer for healing. You can sit there and pray for somebody, oh God, please heal Aunt Bessie, take that goiter out of her neck. He can do that. He does that sometimes. But he has ordained for his glory so that we can know his power and majesty and might. He has ordained to manifest his glory through his church, through his bride, through his people, through me, and through... Yes. Yeah. What do I say? Me? You? Us? Me. Yes. By using us to perform signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of healing. And we must have the Holy Spirit to fulfill that calling. Amen. Amen. God wants to use us to destroy the works of the devil. Yes, he laid the foundation for that through Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross, but he calls you and he calls me. He calls us to carry that victory forth out into the world and deliver people through it. So let me close by saying this. When Jesus came up out of the water, it says in Mark chapter 1, verse 10, he saw... Go ahead and throw it up there. I ran out of red ink on my printer. It's yellow. I can barely see this thing. I'm 50 years old and the contacts is... Mark chapter 1, I'm closing with this. He came up out of the water. He saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. You look at that word parting. In the Greek, it's an interesting word. It's the word schizomenos, from the root word schizo. Have you ever heard anything like that word before? Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some of that word around here. My neighbor, boy, before God delivered her. By the way, schizophrenia literally means a split mind. This word schizo means to cleave asunder, to rend, to rip and tear and split and sever apart. It is a violent word. When the heavens parted above the Lord Jesus Christ, it wasn't like some window opening in Microsoft where you hear this little do-do-do-do-do and a little window just kind of opens up right there on the screen. God ripped the heavens asunder and sent down the Holy Spirit upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the very same word that He uses in the account of when Jesus died upon the cross and there was an earthquake and the veil in the temple that is 4 to 6 inches thick was schizo, ripped asunder, split and severed from the top to the bottom, from heaven to earth, to open up the way into the Holy of Holies for whoever will believe. It is a violent word, but guess what? The kingdom of God forcefully advances and violent men take the kingdom by force. When those heavens were ripped asunder and the Holy Spirit came flooding down upon the Lord Jesus Christ or upon the church on the day of Pentecost or upon the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10, that is the kingdom of God invading the kingdoms of this world and the kingdoms of darkness and crushing them under His feet. And He calls us to walk in that same power and authority and victory. This means war. Amen. Thank you. Amen. David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him. But we are that vessel. Yes. In fact, Scripture says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Cast off the works of darkness and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The dime is well spent. He's been talking for an hour. Praise God. When God baptizes us in the Holy Spirit, He's anointing us with the same power to do the same work, to accomplish the same goal, and demonstrate God's victory over all the works of the devil. So I want to invite you today. Have you been clothed upon with God? God is the power. Have you been clothed upon with Him? Have you been baptized, immersed, whelmed with the power of God? Do you want to do the works of Jesus? Praise God. Amen. Amen. The only requirement is a willing heart and for a person to actually be a believer in Jesus Christ, to have repented from sin and said, Jesus, I believe You died for me. I believe You raised from the dead. Please come in my heart, save me, and give me new life. That's the only requirement. If you're willing to follow Jesus Christ by faith, He wants to give you this. Tell you what, buddy, man, you get some of this, man. Church will not be a boring place. Your life will change dramatically. Let's close in prayer. Thank You, Lord. Thank You so much, God. Forgive me, Lord, if I've put John D'Souza out there instead of You, Lord. I pray that You would just reveal Your glory right now, Lord God. I know, Lord, that You want to save, deliver, and heal, and so we give You the freedom to do that right now, Lord. As we close, you're welcome to stay or you're welcome to go and into the fellowship hall for refreshments. But we're just going to open up this altar for however long the Lord wants to work and forever wants to come forward. And we're just going to pray that God would meet you in this place. And whoever would like prayer to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and filled with that, prayer to receive Christ as your Savior if you've never done that, prayer that God would heal or deliver you, or do some glorious work in you. We just want to take the time to do that right now. And I am here to serve. I will take as long as is necessary. I invite those who are in our prayer group, or the elders, or anybody who wants to come up and pray with us also. Please feel free to do that. But we're just going to close with a word of prayer and dismiss, and then whoever would like to stay, you're welcome to stay. Father, we thank you for your word. God, just burn this in our hearts today, God. Don't let us slip through this through our fingers. Don't let the enemy steal this word, Lord. Don't let this become unfruitful, God. I pray that every person here would lay a hold of your truth and bear abundant fruit, God. I pray that you would break every chain. Lord, I pray that you would fall upon us today, Lord. That you would manifest your power to us today, God. That's why we came, Lord. That's why we came. That's why we're here. I pray you'd fall upon us today, Lord. Demonstrate your power. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and show us your glory. Hallelujah.